KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN Sports, being brought to you by Dedder Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Dedder difference.
We are talking with satisfied Dedder customers, and with me is...
This is Bob Sweeney, Rod.
Now, Bob, how many cars have you bought at Dedder Motor Company?
We've lived here 22 years. I'm going to say probably 9 or 10 vehicles from them.
Okay, with Dedder's being our hometown dealer here, tell people why they should shop our hometown dealer.
Well, I think it's always vital, whether you're supporting the local teams or the local businesses, it's always great to buy local. At number one, you know, and they'll look you in the eye and give you a fair deal, and they'll stand behind their product.
Okay. How come you keep going back to Dedder Motor Company?
Well, number one, I grew up in a hometown business, and so I always like to support local businesses. And we started buying cars from Dedder's and like the service and people and the quality of the vehicles we bought, and they stand behind them, so we've continued to do business with them over the years.
And starting off, taking a look at sports from over the weekend in high school volleyball tournament play on Saturday at the Southwest Valley Tournament. It was HSTW taking the championship. The Zago 4-1 on the weekend. They won a thrilling championship matchup against Panorama. Panorama, the runner-up, they went 4-1 as well. Southwest Valley was 4-1 on the weekend. They went third, and Lennox was 2-3 in fourth place. Atlantic goes 1-2 at that tournament, their lone victory coming over Cam. Audubon was a 1-2 weekend record as well, and Cam and Exira EHK both went 0-3 at that tourney. At the Bedford tournament, it was East Mills going 5-0 to be the champions there. Mount Air was second, went 4-1. Lamoni 3-2 in third place, and Central Decatur finished fourth as they went 1-4. East Union and Stanton were both 2-2. Bedford was 1-3, and Murray was 0-4. At that tourney. At the Fremont Mills tournament, it was Sydney going 4-0. Thomas Jefferson was 3-1. Griswold 2-2. Fremont Mills was 1-3, and East Atchison, Missouri goes 0-4 at that tourney. At the Sioux City East tournament, Abraham Lincoln went 5-1 to take the title. Lewis Central was the runner-up. They also were 5-1. Unity Christian tournament, it was Kemper Catholic going 6-0 on the weekend. They beat a couple of top-ranked teams on their way to that title. And Sergeant Bluff Luton was a 5-1 winner. Or a 5-1 record over the weekend there in second place at that tournament. Moving on to cross country, the Harlan Cross Country Co-Ed Invitational was held on Saturday. The Harlan girls and the Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson boys came away with team titles, and Atlantic finished third in both of those races. The girls' team top five had Harlan winning it with 42 points. Glenwood was second with 68, followed by Atlantic in third with 76, then Abraham Lincoln and Dennison. A girls' top five individuals, Jeanette Schraft of Glenwood won it with a time of 18:38.87. Taylor McCready of Atlantic was runner-up at 18:47.49. Reagan Anderson of Dennison, Abby McIntyre of Glenwood, and Grace Lee Castor of Harlan were the rest of the top five. In the boys' team top five, it was Thomas Jefferson with 57 points there to win it. Glenwood finished second with 67, followed by Atlantic, Lewis Central, and Red Oak. Individually, Jerry Jorgensen of Trainer won the race with a time of 19:19.50. Aiden Booten of Thomas Jefferson was second, and Jalen Peterson of Atlantic came in third. Stephen Hornberg of Abe Lincoln and Sam McIntyre of Glenwood rounded out the top five. That's your results there from that Harlan Cross Country Invitational on Saturday. Moving on to football in the NFL, the Chiefs' Patrick Mahomes is just as efficient at home as he is on the road, and he gets the same results, too. After winning his first three starts all away from Arrowhead Stadium, the second-year pro finally made his regular season home debut on Sunday. Mahomes responded by torching San Francisco's banged-up pass defense for 314 yards and three touchdowns in a 38-27 victory over the 49ers. Mahomes now has 13 touchdown passes without an interception, breaking the NFL record for TD passes in the first 3 weeks of a season. Peyton Manning threw 12 to start the 2013 campaign. Mahomes' touchdown passes to Chris Conley, Demetrius Harris, and Sammy Watkins, along with a pair of TD runs by Kareem Hunt, helped the Kansas City Chiefs race to a 35-7 lead late in the first half. Few leads are safe, though, against the Chiefs' porous defense, and the 49ers rallied behind running backs Matt Breida and Alfred Morris, who kept gouging the Chiefs' defensive front, and Jimmy Garoppolo, who threw for 251 yards and two scores. It was Garoppolo's 11-yard pass to Marquise Goodwin early in the third quarter that started the comeback, and Morris scored on a short touchdown run later in the quarter to make it 35-24. After the Chiefs tacked on a field goal early in the fourth to extend their lead, the 49ers came back with a grinding 17-play drive that wiped out more than half the period. But it ended in a strange sequence. It began with Garoppolo taking a hard hit from Steven Nelson along the sideline. Garoppolo easily could have stepped out of bounds, but instead he was crushed on his throwing shoulder and had to leave. C.J. Beathard came in and threw what appeared to be a fourth down touchdown pass to George Kittle, but it was wiped out by an offensive pass interference call. There was only 5:17 left, but rather than go for it on fourth and goal at the Kansas City 25, 49ers coach Kyle Shanahan electing to kick a field goal, keeping it a two-possession game. San Francisco proceeded to kick it deep rather than try an onside kick, and the Chiefs picked up a first down on a penalty, and Hunt churned his way for two more first downs to put the game away. The 49ers have not won in Arrowhead Stadium since December 26th of 1982. Up next, the 49ers will play the Chargers in L.A. on Sunday. Chiefs visit the AFC West rival Broncos next Monday night. Other NFL scores yesterday, it was Carolina 31-21 over Cincinnati. New Orleans went to overtime to beat Atlanta 43-37. Baltimore was a 27-14 winner over Denver. Tennessee beat Jacksonville 9-6. Buffalo 27-6 over Minnesota. It was Philadelphia 20-16 over Indianapolis. Miami was a 28-20 winner over Oakland. Washington beat Green Bay 31-17. It was the Giants 27-22 over Houston. The Rams beat the Chargers 35-23. Chicago 16-14 over Arizona. Seattle 24-13 over Dallas, and in the night game it was Detroit 26-10 over New England. Monday night game has Pittsburgh at Tampa Bay. That is set for a 7:15 kickoff here tonight. Also in football news, the latest AP College Football Top 25 is out. Alabama in the top spot, receiving all but one first-place vote, as they receive 60 of the top nods. Georgia's second, followed by Clemson in third, who received the other top vote. Ohio State, LSU, Oklahoma, Stanford, Notre Dame, Penn State, and Auburn round out the top 10. West Virginia is at number 12 this week. Michigan at 14. Wisconsin at 15. Texas is at 18. Michigan State at 21. And Texas Tech jumps into the rankings at number 25. That's a look at football and baseball. Miles Michaelis won his fourth straight start, and Matt Carpenter slammed his NL-leading 36th homer as St. Louis hammered the Giants 9-2 to complete a three-game sweep. Michaelis improved to 17-4 by holding the Giants to one earned run and just two hits over seven innings, helping the Redbirds stay 1.5 games ahead of Colorado for the final NL wildcard spot. In other scores from the National League, it was Miami 6-0 over Cincinnati. Milwaukee beat Pittsburgh 13-6. Mets over Washington 8-6. Atlanta was a 2-1 winner over Philadelphia. In American League play, the Royals beat the Tigers 3-2 as rookie Brad Keller held Detroit to a run and three hits over seven innings. Cam Gallagher broke a six-inning tie with a two-run single. Other AL scores, Baltimore 6-3 over the Yankees, Tampa Bay 5-2 over Toronto, Kansas City 3-2 over Detroit, it was Houston 6-2 over the Angels, Texas beat Seattle 6-1, Minnesota 5-1 over Oakland, and Cleveland was a 4-3 winner over Boston in 11 innings of play. In interleague action, the Cubs' magic number to win the NL Central is down to 5 after Kyle Schwarber homered and had two RBIs in a 6-1 win over the White Sox. Ben Zobrist had three hits, and Kyle Hendricks limited the Southsiders to one run and four hits over 7 2/3 innings. The Cubbies played without third baseman Chris Bryant due to shoulder fatigue. And in golf, Tiger Woods is able to celebrate a PGA victory for the first time in 5 years. Woods delivered the perfect ending to his amazing return from four back surgeries by taking the win at the Tour Championship by 2 strokes over Billy Horschel. Woods was up by as many as 5 strokes in the final round before completing a 1-over-71 that left him 11-under for the tournament. It was the 80th victory of his PGA Tour career and his first since the 2013 Bridgestone Invitational. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJN Sports. Been brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.